Big J's beef.
Hey guys, how's it going? Having a good evening? So, you're probably wondering, asking yourself, Big J, why are you drinking a soda while you're sitting trying to record a podcast? My response to that would be, it doesn't matter. Okay, so here's what we've got tonight. It's a slow news day, like it kind of always is with Star Trek. And we have our, seems like it's almost daily, certainly weekly news, quote unquote news. It's not about another Star Trek movie. We talk about this all the time, seems like. Well, this time, there's an interesting little angle here. Nicolas Cage has expressed his interest in Star Trek. It's come out as a Trekkie. And I'm reading an article today that says that Nicolas Cage should be cast in Star Trek. And my beef here is no. That doesn't need to happen. Okay, now, don't get me wrong. I like Nicolas Cage. There's plenty of good movies that he's been in that I enjoy. But this is a gimmick. Star Trek does not need a gimmick. And in my opinion, my personal opinion, it just doesn't feel like it would be a good fit. This seems like the same kind of gimmick as Quentin Tarantino directing a Star Trek movie. And I hope that doesn't happen as well. Now, here's the thing that I don't get. Why does Star Trek have to go towards these? It almost seems like shock value news might be the wrong term for it, but this isn't going to happen by latching on to someone who expresses interest in Star Trek. I like Star Trek. I'm into Star Trek. I'm a Trekkie. Am I going to get cast in the next movie? No. We shouldn't have this thing where every new person, every new actor that mentions Star Trek that we want to put in a movie. The idea is making him a villain. A villain in Star Trek. So here's why I don't see that working. He doesn't come off to me as a subtle presence. Now, I'm not saying that subtle presence is bad, but he would have too much presence, in my opinion, where it comes to being in a Star Trek movie. Now, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong and say, well, Big J, there have been some other big name stars in Star Trek movies. And I would say, no, there hasn't been. Not like this. Not like a Nicolas Cage. Who are they going to get next? Who's going to be the next rumor? Tom Cruise? Tom Hanks? You know, funny thing is, for Star Trek First Contact, that was on the wish list of actors to get to play Zefram Cochrane was Tom Hanks. Punching a little bit above our weight here on that. So that's my beef, really, is one, why are we still talking about something that is probably not going to happen anytime soon? Last Star Trek movie, 2016. Okay, that was 7 years ago now? Let's see, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Yep, 7 years. Okay, so I can do math. Great. What do you guys think? Should Nicolas Cage be in a Star Trek movie or something like Strange New Worlds? I think it would be kind of interesting, sure, but I'm not a big fan of this latching on to anybody that professes to be a Star Trek fan. What's that going to look like? Would it be funny? Would it be serious? I don't know. I'm having a hard time picturing it. What character would he play? The idea of him playing a villain, I don't know. Maybe a Romulan or a Klingon. Ooh, that would be good. Okay, well, enough rambling for me. This is something for you guys to chew on and think about. I do not think we need this. There is no need to have Nicolas Cage in a Star Trek movie. Seriously, what the fuck?
Where's the beef?
We are Beyond Trek Podcast. Lower your inhibitions and surrender your years. We will add inspirational and hilarious Trek content to your day. Your attention will adapt to subscribe to us. Resistance is futile.